Merry Christmas, guys, and welcome back to another episode of 25 Days of Christmas Advent Podcast. I am super excited to be able to record this message for today. A huge thank you to Autumn for letting me do this. And yes, in the 20 seconds that you've been listening to this so far, I'm sure you've probably realized, wait, hold up, hold your horses. This isn't Autumn. This is definitely not Autumn. But yes, you would be very right. This is not Autumn. I am your guest speaker for today. My name is Connor Newell, and I am super, super excited to be here to record this message for you guys today. It's a huge honor to be able to do this. So a huge thank you to Autumn for letting me record this one today. I'm super excited. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Today, guys, we're going to be moving to kind of a different area in the Bible for today's message. So we're going to be over here in John, the Gospel according to John, in chapter 3. Sorry about that. And verse 16, reading through the 21st verse. We're going to be digging in to what the celebration of Christmas here is about for us, the actual gift. I mean, we've been studying on how God sent his son and how, and like the story with that. But now we're studying here the gift that his son gives to us. So let's go ahead and get right into it, guys. If you want to read along with me, that would be fantastic. If not, and you want to just listen, that is perfectly fine too. But let's dig right into it. Starting in the 16th verse, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm going to stop there for a minute because that verse is one that, like, anybody who knows, like, anything about the Bible or reads the Bible at all most likely has that verse memorized. Like, if you have a verse of the Bible memorized, it's most likely John 3:16. But I think that verse gets skimmed over so quickly in most readings. It's kind of sad, actually, because once you dig it apart, that is, like, such a huge thing to celebrate. Like, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son. He gave us life. That is the celebration of Christmas right there. That is what we need to be celebrating. Not just on Christmas either. Every single day is a celebration of that. Moving on, so I won't get caught up too much in just one verse. Verse 17 says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I could go into that so much as well, but my goodness, that another huge celebratory reason right there. He didn't send his son into the world to condemn us and say, "Oh, how dare you? You all just need to, you know, straighten up and oh my goodness, you've been so terrible." But through him, the world might be saved. Wow. Okay, sorry. Anyway, verse 18 says, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Verse 20, "For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth," this is verse 21, "he who does the truth comes to light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." So starting in this 16th verse, it shows what God's son that he sent as the gift to the world. It shows what he's giving us, the opportunity to have everlasting life. And then working all the way through to the 21st verse shows us how to live that out. It says, "But he who does the truth comes to light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, and that they have been done in God," abiding in God, that God is living through us. So this it's made a huge cycle here from the 16th verse of saying how God is offering us this everlasting life. And then up to verse 21, how our lives can reflect that. He who does the truth, how we can come into light, that our deeds may be clearly seen, and be seen that they are done in God. It's God through us. That is another point of just not just during Christmas. We can't just celebrate this during Christmas or just December, but right here is showing us this is a lifetime thing, that we are to live our lives so that they can see God in us, not just on Christmas Day, not just to reflect on it on a day or a month. This is a lifetime celebration, guys. Guys, thank you so much again for joining me for another episode of 25 Days of Christmas Podcast Advent. It's Christmas, guys. Let's get out there and show the world what Christmas is truly about. Let's use this time to refocus our hearts and rekindle the fire in us to not just live it out on Christmas Day or up to Christmas month or even just the next couple of weeks. In the middle of summer, I want us to be celebrating Christmas, this true reason of Christmas, in the middle of summer, and I want it to overflow our hearts with this joy every single day. And again, a huge thank you to Autumn for letting me record this one today. It has been a huge honor to do this. I'm so, so excited that I was able to do this. And guys, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Christmas day. Enjoy it. I'm going to go enjoy mine. Again, thank you so much for having me.
Can we just stop for a minute to give Connor a huge round of applause? He did so well at bringing this podcast home. If you want to hear more from him, go check out his Facebook page, Daily Morning Worship, where he invites you guys every single morning to refocus your attention on God. Except for Sundays, of course. I mean, that's when we go to church. A special thanks to him and you guys for joining me on this amazing Christmas journey. This was definitely a dream come true for me. And believe it or not, this podcast actually got 100 plays. So you guys did your job amazingly. Signing off for the very last time, Autumn Rebecca. Merry Christmas, guys.